WUSF is looking at America's housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. A growing population, stagnant wages, and deep federal cuts have made the problem all the more acute. The seemingly good news is that Florida has its own dedicated resource for affordable housing. In this part of our series, Growing Unaffordable, Kathy Carter explains the program isn't working as intended.
In 1992, the Florida legislature passed the William E. Sadowski Affordable Housing Act. The bipartisan effort placed a small surcharge on every real estate transaction in the state. The money generated supports two housing trust funds. The largest is the State Housing Initiatives Partnership Program, or SHIP. Ann Ray of the University of Florida's Schimburg Center for Housing Studies explains.
So each county and the larger cities in Florida has a share of the state's housing trust fund that it can use to fund any number of local housing programs. A certain percentage of it has to go to homeownership programs. A certain percentage has to go to new construction. But other than that, they have a lot of flexibility.
Last year alone, the trust fund generated about $182 million for SHIP. Florida actually has the largest state housing trust fund in the nation.
And it works the way it's supposed to. When real estate markets really heat up, there's more transactions, more money goes into the fund. But it doesn't work if the money doesn't stay being used for housing.
And therein lies the catch. In reality, the state's housing trust fund is more theory and less practice. Last fiscal year, just $44 million of that $182 million was directed to SHIP. That's because lawmakers have routinely diverted money from the trust fund to offset tax cuts or to fill gaps in the state budget. There's no language in the Sadowski Act that prohibits the legislature from doing that. Over the past 15 years, nearly $2.2 billion has been shifted from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund.
It is a staggering amount of money. I don't think that even the legislators who have been signing off on the budget that's sweeping the trust funds, I don't think that they realize what they've been doing to their districts.
That's Jamie Ross, CEO of the Florida Housing Coalition. She says over the years, Hillsborough County has missed out on about $150 million for affordable housing. And she says taking money from the trust fund has simply become the new normal. She says one reason why that is that there's no one left in Tallahassee who remembers a time when the Sadowski Act worked the way it was supposed to, or even who former Republican lawmaker William E. Sadowski was.
When you go in and you meet with a House member and they ask you, how much money are you looking for? Well, that question shows that they don't even get the concept that whatever amount of money is in the trust fund is the amount of money that you expect to be appropriated.
But there is a thing lawmakers know for sure. The state constitution requires them to pass a balanced budget. It's been a consistent reason lawmakers have given for redirecting trust fund money to other sources. But lately, some members of the legislature have indicated support for fully implementing the Sadowski Act. Last session, Naples Republican Senator Kathleen Passidomo introduced a bill that would prohibit lawmakers from using the trust for anything but affordable housing.
And I'm very proud to say that in the initial Senate budget, we did not sweep any of the Sadowski funds.
But, she says, things changed after the mass school shooting in Parkland. In the end, money from the Housing Trust Fund was again diverted, this time to help pay for school safety programs.
Where else are you going to take these dollars from? Are we going to take it from health care? Are we going to take it from education? So it's a balancing act, and everything is important, and we just need to make the best decision we can. And, you know, you have to deal with the cards you're given.
Before the Parkland tragedy, Passidomo's bill did get one hearing in a Senate subcommittee. But its House companion bill, filed by former Tampa Democratic Representative Sean Shaw, wasn't heard at all.
I have constituents all the time that say, this is a good idea for a bill. Go pass it. And when I try to explain that, well, we need to have a House sponsor and they have to pass identically and then the governor has to sign it, the reality is it's harder to pass a bill than it is to kill a bill.
Even so, Passidomo will try again to prohibit lawmakers from sweeping the state's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. The incoming Republican State Senate Majority Leader has already filed a bill ahead of the new legislative session, which begins in March. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.